Grace you in peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Are we there yet? It's a question children love to ask when they are on a journey towards some destination. When they get tired and bored of sitting in the car for some extended period of time, they ask that nonsensical question, are we there yet? I say nonsensical because the question would not need to be asked if we were already there. If we were there, we would not still be sitting here in the car. And children are smart enough to know that. They know that if we're still driving, we're obviously not there. But that's not really what they're asking. What they're really wondering is, when are we going to get there? Or, said another way, how much longer before we get there? I think that's a question that many of us ask concerning heaven, too. When am I going to get there? How much longer do I have to wait? When will I finally get to see Jesus face to face? Like a child on a long trip, we too are on a lengthy journey, living our lives out on this earth. And depending on the difficulty and the length of our particular journey, those questions might become more pressing and more pertinent. I don't ever really remember asking those questions as a child, at least not any real sense of longing. I mean, I learned about heaven as a child, and I knew that someday I was going to go there, but I wasn't really in any rush to have that someday come about. But the older I get, the more trials I go through, the better heaven sounds, and the more I long to be there. And it's not that I want my life on this earth to come to an end. It's just that I can't wait for my life there to begin. I was baptized into the name of Jesus when I was a few weeks old. I went to church and later Sunday school and heard the name of Jesus proclaimed. And I sang to him and I worshiped him every single Sunday of my childhood life. And either with my mom or by myself, I prayed to him every single day of my childhood life. I went to a Lutheran elementary school, and a Lutheran high school, and a Lutheran college, and a Lutheran graduate school, of course, the seminary. And I heard the name of Jesus taught and referenced and spoken on a daily basis. I became a pastor. And my life and my work revolved always around the name and the person and the character of Jesus. There is no other person in my life that I have talked to and talked about and thought about and studied about and cared about more than I have and do about him. I would venture to say that's true for you too. And yet I've never seen him. I've never heard his voice, felt his touch, experienced his smile. I know him better than I know anyone else in the world. And yet I've never met him. And thus, the words of our song today speak to me and speak for me. It could have very well been the recorded thoughts of my heart. Phil Wickham sang, "How I long to breathe the air of heaven, where pain is gone and mercy fills the streets, to look upon the one who bled to save me and walk with him for all eternity. There will be a day when all will bow before him. There will be a day when death will be no more. Standing face to face with him who died and rose again. Holy, holy is the Lord." And every prayer we prayed in desperation, the songs of faith we sang through doubt and fear, in the end, we'll see that it was worth it when he returns to wipe away our tears. And on that day, we join the resurrection and stand beside the heroes of the faith with one voice. A thousand generations sing, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain, forever he shall reign." So let it be today we shout the hymn of heaven. With angels and the saints we raise a mighty roar. Glory to our God who gave us life beyond the grave. Holy, holy is the Lord. Yes, there will come a day when all will bow before him. A day when death and pain and sorrow will be no more. A day when we will stand beside the heroes of the faith. Stand there with Abraham and Moses, Esther and David and Daniel and Mary and Peter, James and John and so on. And also back together with all of our loved ones who have departed in the faith. And together with them, we will sing with one voice the hymn of heaven, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain." And that day, according to God's word, is the day of resurrection. That day that we stand before the throne of God and behold Jesus face to face is the day when Christ Jesus returns to wake us from our sleep and to raise us from our graves. And the reason that all of that will take place and our guarantee that all of that will take place is because Jesus died and he rose again to bear our sin and to conquer our death. And thus he is worthy to open the gates of heaven and eternity to us and for us. I don't know what trials or sorrows or secrets or pains or challenges that you might be currently going through or ones that might be coming down the road for you. But I do know this. Because of Jesus, because of his victory over the cross and over the grave, there will come a day when all that will be gone. When every prayer we prayed in desperation, the songs of faith we sang through doubt and fear, in the end we'll see that it was worth it when he returns to wipe away our tears. May we continue to long for that day. In the name of Jesus, our returning Savior and Lord. Amen.